On this weekend's Motherlode Views, we are talking about the Tuolumne County Community Resilience Centers under construction in Tuolumne and Groveland. Tuolumne County Deputy Administrator Maureen Frank is our guest on this weekend's show. Deputy Administrator Frank, during the last segment, you talked a little bit about partners that will be occupying the space at the resilience centers. Have those partners been identified yet?
They have. And, you know, that's one thing, you know, people ask, what is a resiliency center and what makes them unique? And one of the main items that make those community resiliency centers so unique and different is the partnerships that have been formed. And we're still working on other partnerships and other people that want to be in there. But right now, as we mentioned, we have four offices, and the following, you know, agencies and programs have talked to us and have committed to providing services out there. And they're the Amador Tuolumne Community Action Agency, and they're talking about food distribution and housing services, stabilization services, and other programs being presented in both of these facilities. And again, they'll also work with animal control in regards to some of the food distributions that they will have going on there. Columbia College is looking at being at the Groveland facility, and they're looking at online college classes, especially as it relates to hotel and hospitality. There's a lot of new venues up there, and a lot of young people working in the hotels and motels up there that right now are coming all the way down Columbia. How neat would it be to come to the Community Resiliency Center and not spend a whole day, you know, coming down off the hill, going to Columbia, going to classes, and then having to travel back, you know. So we're really excited about that. Health and Human Service Agency, Social Services, Public Works, Public and Behavioral Health, all plan to provide outreach services there, trainings, and clinics. Southside Seniors up in the Groveland area want to look at expanding their meal program, continue providing classes and mentoring programs. Then the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, they're looking at the Tuolumne Community Resiliency Center and looking at that as a place to provide high school classes or GED for young adults who going on to a traditional high school campus is really not what those young adults want to do. And so this is a great place for the superintendent of schools to provide some programs there. And then we have the Tuolumne County Sheriff, who will be moving in their community service unit services into both of those buildings. And so that's a short list of the partners that have already committed. And every day the team is talking to other people and other service providers in the community and looking for opportunities to bring more, again, services and programs that have traditionally been provided in downtown Sonora out to the community, out to where people live. Because one of the things that transpires in this community is a number of people have transportation obstacles. Either they don't have any transportation or it's not reliable, and so they don't seek services. Or if they do seek services, it takes them half a day to a day to be able to get to downtown Sonora to access these services. So the unique thing is getting out these services to the communities.
I know a challenge with big grants and big projects a lot of times for counties is having to meet deadlines when funding becomes available. Are there any strict guidelines and deadlines that you have to meet for the resilience centers to have them completed?
Absolutely. When the NDRC grant application was first awarded, we had 5 years to complete this project. And so the deadline at that time was June of 2022. It was a tight fit. There were a lot of requirements, a lot of tasks that needed to be completed in order to meet that deadline. As I just mentioned, we're going to probably be done in July. And it was going to be tight, and the state was really worried about it. Fortunately enough, the 13 entities, states, and counties that received the NDRC funding are in the same boat as we are and are struggling with things. And it was, you know, whether it's COVID-related items and not being able to get construction materials and supplies, or other issues with trying to just get through the bureaucracy sometimes of developing projects, the Congress this past month extended the deadline by 1 year. So the new deadline for us to complete this project is now September of 2023.
So should be plenty of time at this
point. So we'll have plenty of time to complete the community resiliency centers.
And is there going to be some discussion at the coming Tuesday supervisors meeting about these projects as well?
Yes, and in the upcoming June 8th board meeting at 11 o'clock, the NDRC core team, so it's the State of California, the Housing and Community Development Department, Sierra Nevada Conservancy, U.S. Forest Service, and myself, will give a presentation to the board and the community on where we are with the three pillars and where those projects reside.
And then how about official groundbreakings? Are those going to be taking place?
Yes, they are. This is the exciting part. This is after working on this project for a little over 4.5 years, it's nice to finally get to this point in time and actually see some actual physical ground being moved. So as I said, we started on May 3rd, and we have the groundbreaking plan for this coming Tuesday, June 8th, at 1 o'clock for the Tuolumne Community Resiliency Center. The Board of Supervisors will be in attendance, and it's open to the public. For the Groveland Community Resiliency Center, we're going to do that on July 13th, sometime in the afternoon.
And you mentioned the $70-plus million grant for the various different projects. Again, how much roughly came to just the resiliency centers?
The resiliency centers received just for the National Disaster Resiliency Competition, they received a little over $19 million.
So the plan is that's going to cover the construction costs?
Right.
Well, we're nearing the end on this weekend show. We've got about 30 seconds left. Anything else you'd like to add or any closing comments?
Again, I am so excited and proud of Tuolumne County stepping up from a disaster, being the Rim Fire, and really offering up their input and their guidance and talking about what resiliency meant to us, because that then made these community resiliency centers what they're going to be for the community. And it's, again, community driven, and I'm so proud of them.
Well, Deputy Administrator Frank, thank you so much for coming on today.
You're welcome. Thank you, BJ.
Again, we thank Maureen Frank, Deputy County Administrator for Tuolumne County, for being our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back next week with more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.